Brian Hayes, U.S. presidential hopeful and presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has planned to visit Ireland around the 24th or 25th of June. If he requests a meeting with an Taoiseach Enda Kenny, should the Taoiseach accept it? Mr. Kenny did criticise Mr. Trump's comments regarding immigration. He described them as being racist and dangerous. Indeed, Mr. Trump could become president. So should Mr. Kenny meet him if he comes to Ireland?
Well, that's a matter for the Taoiseach to decide. I mean, my own view is I think it would be unwise to meet him until such a time as we know the outcome of the election. Obviously, he's coming to Ireland for some reason to do with his property in County Clare. But I stand with the Taoiseach and what he said in the Dáil last week. I think he was absolutely right to be very trenchant, very strong, speaking out against the kind of comments that Mr. Trump has been making during the election campaign in the last number of months. And I think what the Taoiseach said is exactly in line with other European Union leaders who are standing up for European Union values in terms of against hatred for an inclusive society and against the kind of racist and often xenophobic attacks that have been made by Mr. Trump and his campaign team. They have peddled this kind of hate politics, trying to popularise it in the United States of America. That's fundamentally what we are opposed to in the European Union. And I think in what the Taoiseach said last week, you know, he was speaking not just for me, but the great majority of Irish people.
And if it comes to pass that Mr. Trump is elected president, I mean, that is a possibility. I was reading that the chairman of Republicans abroad in Ireland, he suggested that the Taoiseach had better phrase his words or his opinions on Mr. Trump, because Mr. Trump could become president one day and Mr. Kenny may have to deal with him, be it on St. Patrick's Day or be it on other issues. What's your reaction to that?
This isn't the time for diplomacy. It's not the time to kind of shadow box and say something out of the side of your mouth. It's the time to be straight with people, straight with your friends, the very group of people who live in the United States of America have such connection to Ireland. The Irish Taoiseach has been very clear in his view. He said it in the Dáil publicly last week. And this isn't the time to be just diplomatic with language because we want to offend people. I mean, Donald Trump is an in-your-face politician. He probably loves all this attention that he's getting in Ireland right now. And I think he needs to be given some of his own medicine. He needs to be told to his face that the things he says are wrong. They're not part and parcel of the culture we have here in Europe. They're not part and parcel of democratic politics in the United States. And you're actually better to say those things to people's faces, say it publicly, rather than being diplomatic. So, I mean, if he's elected the President of the United States, that's a matter for the US people, and we'll deal with that then. But between now and then, I don't think that he should be coward or in some way diplomatic with his language just because some chairman of the Republicans abroad is saying something. I think that he needs to be straight up and speaking on behalf of the people, and he's done exactly that, and I support him for it.